AT&T plans to upgrade its network in Skagway, and Skagway tour operators and business owners reflect on a successful summer season. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Jillian Rogers. Those stories and more up next. Today's municipal election day in Haines and Skagway. In Skagway, polls are open from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. in assembly chambers at City Hall. Skagway residents will elect a mayor, deciding between incumbent Mark Schaefer and challenger Roger Griffin. They'll also decide who will fill two open borough assembly seats. Incumbent Steve Burnham Jr. and political newcomer Jay Burnham are on the ballot. There are also two write-in candidates for assembly, David Brenna and Mavis Irene Henriksen. Skagway residents are also voting on the fate of a 35-year tidelands lease between the municipality and the parent company of White Pass and Yukon Route Railroad. The lease allows the private company to continue to retain control of a portion of the city-owned waterfront. Mayoral candidate Griffin, along with assembly write-ins Brenna and Henriksen, are opposed to the current lease. Mayor Schaefer and assembly candidates Jay Burnham and Steve Burnham Jr. support the lease. But no matter who is elected, the voters will determine whether the lease as proposed will move forward. Skagway residents are also voting for school board candidates for two open seats, although only one person, John Hischer, has filed for election. In the Hainestown site, polls opened this morning at 8 a.m. and will close at 8 p.m. in the new polling location, the Chilcat Center. Residents who live out the highway can vote at their usual polling place, the Klahini Valley Fire Department on Mosquito Lake Road. Haines residents are electing two borough assembly members out of three candidates, Jerry Lapp, Tresham Gregg, and Margaret Friedenauer. There are also three school board seats up for election tonight, with three candidates running, school board newcomer Inez Gross and current board members Sarah Chapel and Mike Wilson. KHNS will have live updates on election results tonight. Tune in between 8 p.m. and 10 p.m. to hear the initial results of the races in Skagway and Haines. You can find out more about the candidates on our website at khns.org. After a slew of service problems this summer, AT&T is planning upgrades to Skagway's phone service in time for the next cruise ship season. KHNS's Emily Files reports.
There was a lot of phone frustration in Skagway this summer, particularly among AT&T customers. Here's resident Andrew Cremata, who talked to KHNS in August about service problems he dealt with throughout the cruise ship season.
The one common denominator is the fact when there are a bunch of cruise ships in port, it doesn't work properly.
After last summer, when we did find that there wasn't enough capacity to serve what we in a way that we would like to have served.
Chris Brown is the Alaska Director of Network Services for AT&T. He says the company is planning to install a 4G LTE network that will allow for increased call and data capacity for customers in Skagway. Brown says it's a significant capacity upgrade that's been planned for some time as AT&T deploys the new technology around the state. Over the summer, AT&T was using a microwave radio system that was occasionally blocked by an especially tall cruise ship. With the updated service, they'll potentially use the microwave link in addition to fiber optics from Alaska Power and Telephone. He says the detailed engineering isn't put together yet, but the goal is this.
The combination of allowing more simultaneous conversations from voice standpoint and as well as more simultaneous data connections, you know, more people being able to simultaneously use data to get to the internet or whatever application they choose.
Even though there were already plans to eventually upgrade Skagway's technology, Brown says complaints from customers played a role in spurring the project to happen before next summer. He says for Skagway and other Southeast communities, AT&T has to factor in not just the year-round population, but the influx of service users that come in on cruise ships.
The design for capacity in Skagway is not just to support the local residents, but in recognizing that, you know, in the case of Skagway, I guess it's what, almost a 10 times increase in the number of folks who may be there at any point in time.
Brown says even with the upgrades, cruise ship passengers may still slow down service. But he says hopefully there wouldn't be a high level of blocked calls or other major service interruptions.
So we're looking forward to providing good service next summer, but also providing the residents, the year-round residents of Skagway, this superb service going forward.
Brown says they haven't chosen a date to install the upgrades, but it's planned before May 2016. AT&T won't be the only phone service provider with a 4G LTE network in Skagway. Verizon installed theirs in July. Reporting from Haines, I'm Emily Files.
Brown says currently there are no plans to install a 4G LTE network in Haines. The summer tourism season in Skagway is over, with the majority of businesses in the historic town closed for the season. Each year, hundreds of thousands of cruise ship passengers, RVers, and tourists from far and wide flock to the gateway of the Klondike for a unique taste of history and adventure. A long summer season of giving almost a million visitors the Alaska experience suggests that Skagway residents are breathing a collective sigh of relief. And some are. But many are sad to see the season and those paychecks come to an end.
It's bittersweet. Somebody asked me the other day, I said I could use another couple months because, you know, it always happens so fast and we like what we do, so it's hard to see it end.
That's Chris Siegel. He and his wife own and operate Skagway Float Tours and Frontier Excursions. Between the two businesses, he can provide a little something for everyone, from hiking and rafting to van trips and train rides. Siegel says he doesn't have his bottom line figured out just yet, but was happy with how the season went and the guides, returning and new, that worked for him. The two businesses employ about 20 people.
Every year is different, but lately we've been lucky to get really good staff. Last year, our partner with Frontier Excursions passed away, and he was really good at collecting great guides and creating, you know, the fun part of our operation. So we hope that, you know, we can keep the returning guides like he did.
Siegel started the rafting business in 1997 and bought Frontier Excursions in 2009. He says preparation for summer 2016 has already begun. And one struggle he's already thinking about, he says, is finding housing for his employees.
You know, being here for 20 years, I've seen kind of a transition from people coming up here and camping and living in Hanasek Park or in the woods or wherever they could find a tent spot, you know, and that was kind of the rite of passage to get into Skagway. And nowadays people come expecting housing, so there's been kind of a transition and it's always a struggle. I go into every year thinking I don't have enough housing.
Compared to the last couple, this summer was better overall weather-wise. He says last year the rain, highway, and river closures hurt the business. However, he was quick to add that businesses took a big hit on the day this August when three cruise ships were unable to dock due to high winds.
Every year you have to kind of account for some big events like that.
Lauren Taylor is the gift shop manager for White Pass and Yukon Route and says that, yes, she's feeling relieved that the summer is over.
But there's always that second where you take that breather and then realize, I have so much work to do for next year. So then you really have to start planning and mapping out everything that you're going to do over the wintertime.
Taylor, who has been with the company for 8 years, says the weather plays a big part in retail sales. When it's a bluebird day outside, most visitors want to be outdoors, enjoying the sun, not picking out t-shirts and keychains inside. But White Pass train passengers want to take the scenic ride up the mountain on nice days. So, the company has visitors covered, rain or shine, says Tyler Rose. He's the Executive Director of Human Resources and Strategic Planning for White Pass.
Good weather day for some businesses kind of varies for others, but overall I think generally good weather helps because it draws people to the port and we go from there. We obviously love our visitors off the ships and up the road, but we also like to see the friendly faces of locals throughout Southeast.
Cody Jennings is the new tourism director in Skagway. She says she picked a great summer to start the position.
We work so hard in the summer, so many hours, so it really is like a deep breath. We can slow down a little bit, take stock of what's going on and where we're going. So that's really nice to just go back and reflect.
Jennings says one of her goals is to put a face to Skagway with more photos of the scenery and the people on the Bureau's website and social media pages. This year wasn't without its hurdles, but she says all in all, it was a successful, sunny summer.
The vibe in town was everyone was pretty happy. It wasn't, you know, there were no major incidences like there were previous years when the ferry float sank or we had a section of the highway, a slide come down, different things like that. So we didn't have any of those unique events throughout the year. So all in all, that was positive.
Jennings says the Visitors Bureau is also working towards promoting off-season tourism, starting with the shoulder seasons and working up to winter activities and events. Of course, for many, the area is already a winter destination, especially for snow machiners and skiers. Coming up, the Fall Festival, a more mellow type of Skagway celebration, takes place from October 16th through the 18th. The White Pass Santa Train chugs through town in mid-December. For KHNS News, I'm Jillian Rogers. Thanks for joining us this evening. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website at khns.org.